Cresta in the Afternoon is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
And a good afternoon to you. I'm Al Cresta, thanking you for being with us. As we wrap up another week of broadcasting, I thank you for being here. And we've got some great segments coming up today. We're going to talk in this hour with Donna Bethel, of Catholic Laity for Orthodox Bishops. There is a gathering outside the Papal Nunciature tomorrow in Washington, D.C. I want to tell you about it. They are Catholics gathering there to ask the Papal Nuncio to deliver a worthy shepherd to the Archdiocese of Washington, D.C. We know that Pope Francis accepted Cardinal Donald Wuerl's resignation as the ordinary of the Diocese of Washington, D.C., although Cardinal Wuerl continues to serve as the Archdiocese Apostolic Administrator until a successor is appointed. And as you know, Cardinal Theodore McCarrick was Archbishop of Washington, D.C. He's, of course, there's lots of discussion. Many educated guesses believe he'll be laicized in the next week or so. And so there's a lot of concern about the well-being of the Archdiocese of Washington, D.C. As you know, we've been championing the co-responsibility of the lay faithful on this program, and with me right now is Donna Bethel. She's a prominent Catholic laywoman who until recently served as chairman of Christendom College's Board of Directors and was an undersecretary in the U.S. Department of Energy from 88 to 89. She is doing her best to consult with the hierarchy about the next appointment for the Archbishop of Washington, D.C., and there's an event coming up that I wanted to make sure you were all aware of. Donna, good to have you with me. Thanks.
Thank you.
Tell me about the organization that you founded, Catholic Laity for Orthodox Bishops.
Well, I founded it with Winnie Obiekwe. Winnie had started a petition in August when it became clear that Cardinal Wuerl had lost the trust and confidence of the priests and people of the Archdiocese. And she asked it was addressed to the Pope and asked for the removal of Cardinal Wuerl. Mm-hmm. She soon had 140,000 signatures on her change.org petition. You can still find it there. People are still signing it because Cardinal Wuerl is still with us.
Right. Right.
Even though his resignation was accepted in October. In October, after the resignation was accepted, there were rumors that seemed fairly credible that Cardinal Tobin would be appointed mm-hmm. in Washington. And Cardinal Tobin is very much involved in the same network as Cardinal McCarrick and mm-hmm. Cardinal Wuerl. Right. And so I posted a petition saying that there should be an investigation of just what went on in this network, why Cardinal Wuerl McCarrick in particular could be promoted when there were already written complaints about him.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And that no appointment should be made from that group, including Cardinal Tobin, until an investigation was complete. He is Archbishop of Newark, which was McCarrick's archdiocese.
Another problem, right?
Yeah, before he came to Washington. Newark made a cash settlement with a complainant about Cardinal McCarrick.
Yep.
And Cardinal Tobin, the archbishop there, claims he knew nothing about McCarrick's predation. So this is just not believable.
Right. No, I understand.
So my petition has 7,300 signatures, so also still growing. But in November, I contacted Winnie Obiekwe, and I said, can we work together? And she said, absolutely. So on November 15th, we had a little press conference in front of the National Shrine of the Immaculate Conception here in Washington, because that's the church of all the people of the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And we announced the formation of Catholic Laity for Orthodox Bishops and Reform. And we've been working to contact the nuncio, who is the main conduit for advice to the Vatican about appointments of bishops in the U.S. And we have begun holding rallies. We had one in January, and we'll have one again tomorrow in front of the nunciature, asking him simply to talk to us. We've written him four letters, one letter every month, October, November, December, January. He hasn't answered.
He'll deliver another
letter tomorrow, and hope that we can make some contact with him. Because we're concerned not just about the appointment of the Archbishop in Washington, we're concerned about establishing effective communication between the laity and the hierarchy and the Vatican.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I think it's absolutely necessary. This is the moment, I think, when the co-responsibility of the lay faithful has to be rediscovered and asserted. So you've written four times to the papal nuncio, and he's not responded to any of those letters?
That's right. And he gave a speech in November to all the bishops of the U.S. at their General Assembly, and he said, "We cannot be successful shepherds without the assistance of the laity." Signs at our rallies say, "Here we are, talk to us."
Right, right. Now let's talk about this upcoming event. When is it going to occur? When's the rally happening?
It's tomorrow, February 16th, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the Nunciature, which is on Massachusetts Avenue in Washington, Massachusetts Avenue and 34th Street.
Okay. Should people just show up there, or is there a...
Yes.
Okay. So there's no staging ground apart from that?
No.
Okay. So that's at the Papal Nunciature at Massachusetts Avenue in Washington tomorrow, Saturday, February 16th at 2.
That's correct.
Okay.
We have a Facebook page that has all the information.
Okay.
It's very simple, www.catholiclaity.us.
Okay. Catholiclaity.us. Okay.
That's right.
Any other contacts?
We have an event page, a Facebook event page. Excuse me, that address I just gave you is for our website.
Okay.
But we also have a Facebook page. You can get there from the website, you can get all the information you could need is on our website, including our request that people write to the nuncio. You can just send a copy of our letter, just print it out from our website and send it, or send it by email. All the information you need is there on the website.
I'm just curious. How do you make sense of these continual calls for lay involvement, which we hear from members of the hierarchy, and then when laity, like yourself and others, write a serious letter, we get no response?
Actions speak louder than words.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing, because the complaint that you raise is the one that I hear regularly, that we're doing our best to communicate as adults, responsible, we are taking seriously the call for lay involvement, and yet we still seem to be treated as second-class citizens, so to speak.
Well, I'd like to be a citizen at all. You know, in 2002, when the crisis first became public, I made a database of the names and fax numbers of all the bishops in the U.S., 270 of them. And there's a website you can use called JBlast, which allows you to send a fax to all the people on a list very inexpensively. And I have sent over the years maybe 6 one-page letters to the bishops when I really thought they needed.
Sure.
Yes, I had to say something to them.
Yeah.
And so I don't think I've been a pest. And a one-page letter, or less than one page, is something that's not a burden to read.
Right.
I have received, out of 6 times 270 letters, maybe 6 acknowledgments. Just,
wow.
I got your letter. And
wow.
No engagement. No, can we talk about this? No, you make good points. Nothing.
See that itself, that phenomenon in and of itself, should tell us that we've got a terrible problem. Not even an acknowledgement, for heaven's sakes. Never mind engagement.
Yes.
That's stunning.
I'm making a record. I hate to say it. People tell me this is futile. But I'm a lawyer. I know the importance of making a record.
Yeah.
I'm making a record.
Good for you.
And now we have some, these are facts. And at some point, they're going to have to be dealt with. My other motivation is, at some point, I'll stand before the judgment seat, and I'll have to say what I did.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, we're all going to have to bear responsibility for our own words, for our own actions, and for how faithfully we've lived out our commitment as disciples. So let's again, it's tomorrow at 2 o'clock in the afternoon at the Papal Nunciature at Michigan Avenue in Washington,
No, Massachusetts Avenue.
What did I say?
In Michigan.
Oh.
That's the other side of town.
That's where I live, is in Michigan.
I see.
Massachusetts Avenue in Washington.
It's across from the Naval Observatory.
Okay.
If people want a landmark.
Okay. Well, let's hope we'll get a great turnout tomorrow then.
Thank you. And anyone who can't come, please pray for us.
Yes.
We'll be praying the rosary there. And only prayer is going to solve this problem.
Amen. Thank you so much, Donna. Great making
Thank
your acquaintance.
You. Thank you very much.
Donna Bethel is co-founder of Catholic Laity for Orthodox Bishops. Again, tomorrow afternoon, there will be a rally outside the Papal Nunciature's office at Massachusetts Avenue in Washington, in D.C. And, again, the point of the rally is to urge that the Papal Nuncio, as well as others who are involved in decision-making for appointing a new bishop of the Archdiocese of Washington, they will listen, that they will hear, that they will engage the faithful laity who are looking for worthy shepherds to oversee the Archdiocese of Washington, D.C. So, again, we're living American Catholics, American lay Catholics, are living at a unique moment in our history. There has never been a moment quite like this in American Catholic history. And I want to also remind you that American Catholicism is, by world standards, actually very robust, and it has exceptionally strong laity. Now, a lot of times we point out that, only 6-8% of American Catholics self-identify as disciples or on fire or deeply committed. Nevertheless, by world standards, that's still good. And so, in terms of mere share population, Brazil, Mexico, the Philippines are larger in terms of Catholic population, but the United States ranks fourth in terms of Catholic population. So what happens in American Catholicism has global significance. And that's why we should keep in mind that this call for the laity to exercise co-responsibility for the Church is one that Benedict XVI asked for, Pope Francis has asked for it, actually, John Paul II asked for it, and now I think we're finally waking up to the idea that the Church is much too important to be left to clergy alone. We don't just collaborate, we don't just cooperate. We bear co-responsibility for the Church. And that includes decisions like this. And we're not dictating a solution. We're asking to be part of the solution. I'm Al Cresto.